Tom Shields. He is the founder and president of the Marketing Resource Group, Inc. MRG is representing Marathon Oil as it tries to communicate how the cleanup process is going for the gasoline spill out in the Stockbridge area. Tom, how are you?
Just fine. Good morning, Tony.
Well, give us the latest. Where are we with the cleanup?
Well, we've got about a little bit over 100,000 gallons have been collected from the site. That's about 25% of what we estimated that, you know, the spill may have been. Crews continue to work 24 hours a day. You know, we have about 12 to 15 people during the day and another 5 in the evening. We have pumps running at 13 different wells that have been drilled on the site that are extracting the gasoline. And they continue to work, and they will continue to work until, you know, all of it is collected.
So you say 25% has been collected. How much more do they anticipate to gather?
Well, you know, the estimates using, you know, the latest technology was up to as much as 450,000 gallons. It may not be quite that much, but that's what that could be that much. So, you know, it's been about 2 months now. In fact, it was 2 months on Sunday since the first leak. So it takes time to, you know, as they go through this very slow process to extract the gasoline from the soil. In the meantime, they, you know, have built protection so that it can't go beyond the contained area. And they continually monitor that to make sure that they are, you know, keeping it within this contained area right around the tank farm there in Stockbridge.
Can that gasoline be recycled?
No, it can't. It's sent to a disposal system, and then it's taken care of. There's special disposal systems for gasoline.
What about the?
It's not used again. We could pull up to the side and fill up.
What about the soil?
The soil will be. It really depends. I mean, some of the soil will be cleaned and then put back into the system, depending on the saturation. Other parts of the soil will be removed and replaced, and then taken to a dump area that's specifically made for this type of contamination.
All right, and you say the process could take a few more months.
Oh, it'll be, the long-term process is probably many, many more months. The Marathon is currently working with the regulatory authorities to file a long-term plan. So there is a long-term remediation plan. That probably will be maybe a couple months from now before that's filed. And so there will be constant monitoring on this site and clean up, you know, even after they think they've gotten it all, which will last for years.
Tom, the one landowner, I believe he was a farmer, has he been the only case of people who are seeking some help with possible damage to their property?
You know, there is, I think there's a number of homeowners who have, you know, have some inquiry along those lines. There, you know, Marathon is trying to, will basically do whatever they possibly can to make any landowner whole there. You know, none of the water supply has been damaged. It is constantly monitored on a weekly basis. We continue to supply free water for anybody who wants it in the site, and many of the local residents are using that for drinking water just for precautionary reasons. So, and Marathon will, you know, deal with each one of the property owners on there, and you know, this one spill is on the one property owner's land, so and deal with him and try to make him whole as best as we possibly can.
Has the rest of the refinery been checked and double checked to make sure that there will be no further leaks?
In fact, the other three tanks on the farm, which are owned by Wolverine Pipeline, were scheduled this summer for a complete maintenance. And that means they take all of the liquid out of the tanks, completely inspect them, make any repairs, and they're going to do that. They're in the process of doing that this summer. And when they do that, they're going to replace all of the valve systems, which were similar to the one on the Marathon pipe, and they're going to replace those anyway, just as a precautionary. So they're also taking a look at how do we catch this in the future. I mean, this is just an anomaly in that it it leaked and it was not detected, and it may have been leaking over years, but the systems that were in place did not detect this. So they're looking at what other systems can they put in that area so that a small pipeline leak in this area, you know, could be detected. It just wasn't. The systems just weren't there.
Before I let you go, we haven't talked about the Anthony Weiner story in great detail here. It's, you know, it's not really newsy. It's more scandal than anything. But what I am interested to know is, how does this guy who lost his career temporarily, he's probably has some trouble at home now because of this, how does he clean this mess up and move on with his career?
You know, this is a thing that maybe some time can cure, but also I think it's, you know, his actions. He needs a total remake, and you know, he has damaged himself. I don't think that his political career will ever reappear again. I can't believe that anybody would reelect this guy. However, you know, he just, you know, became an embarrassment to the, I think, to the constituents besides to himself. So I think what he needs to do is that take some time. Get his personal life together with his family, and at that point in time, maybe he emerges doing something else to show people that he is he's a different person and he has changed completely from where he is. I just think it's a long term process here for this guy to get back into good graces of the people. But I can't believe his political career is really ever going to take off again.
Would you take him on as a client?
Oh, gosh, no.
You got enough headaches.
I got enough trouble.
All right. Tom Shields has been kind enough to be with us this morning. Tom, as always, thanks so much. We appreciate the information.
Thank you, Tony. Good to be with you.